Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's give away some Caps tickets to a game that starts in just over 3 hours. So if you win these, you better not have plans tonight. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Final time this week. Two tickets to the Caps and the Isles this evening. It's Hockey Halloween, presented by Duncan. Spooky vibes. Take over Capital One Arena. For tickets and the complete Capital schedule, go to thefandc.com/events. You can win these tickets right now on The Fan. The show is brought to you today and every day by the law firm Kondori & Murad. They're going to help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com, and be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We're steamrolling toward a Beltway Blitz, broadcasting from home today so that we can get the kids trick-or-treating right after we're off the air. It's Grant and Danny on The Fan. Danny, what are we passing out tonight?
So the wife took care of all of it. They are giant bowls. I haven't gone through and done a thorough forensic examination of what's what. I did spy some Oreos in there. So it looks like big blue packets of multiple Oreos. I don't know if it's a two or a four-ski, but it looks like a nice thing. They're taking up a lot of space. This bowl, I didn't know we had this bowl. I've never seen it before. I don't know where we store it. It goes in some place called where it belongs.
Big fan of the choice the wife's making. I would always love the snack item that was mixed in occasionally with the candy, whether that was pretzels my mom would always give out, might get Oreos every now and then. There's enough candy. Let's get a little salt in there as well. That's well done. All right, let's get you your Beltway Blitz. Three teams in town you care the most about. We got the Nationals and the Commanders coming up. We start you off with college football, and our buddy Bill Roth is going to be on the call of Hokies football. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, they kick off. They're taking on a ranked Louisville team, number 16 in the country. Bill, I guess let's look back first. Last time out for Virginia Tech a week ago tonight, they beat Cal in a thriller in OT, 42-34. People got their money's worth in Blacksburg that night, huh?
Yeah, it was an exciting game, and Marcellus Hawkins had one of the most productive nights we've seen in a long time with 167 yards rushing. And Kyron Drones threw for three scores, ran for two. When Drones is on his game, the Hokies are pretty good. He needs to be more consistent, and that's going to be really challenging tomorrow. Louisville's 14th nationally in defense, number two in the ACC. They got a really nice team, and they won at Miami 2 weeks ago. So hopefully the magic of Lane Stadium tomorrow afternoon will help the Hokies.
Yeah, a few really good teams left on the schedule. Look at Louisville, 16th in the country, Miami 10th, and in-state rival UVA 15th to close things out. Write me the recipe here. Bill, you probably touched on it a moment ago, but how do you win this one?
Well, you got to make the fear factor of Lane Stadium. How's that for a Halloween twist? You've got to make them intimidated. Louisville's been in the ACC since 2014. This is their first conference game here, which is crazy, isn't it? Louisville's not played at Lane Stadium since 1991. And we're in the same conference, which is,
That's so
I guess,
weird.
A byproduct of conference reshuffling and whatnot. You know, Jeff Brohm's done a great job at Louisville. He grew up in that town. He played there. He got a great quarterback to transfer from SC. They've got a lot to play for. Their only loss is UVA. No one's talking about Louisville as a potential playoff team, but they've got the Miami win. They'll probably be favored in every game they play the rest of the way, including their Thanksgiving weekend game with Kentucky. Louisville's got a shot here, and there's a lot of talk, obviously, with some of these coaching vacancies about where Jeff Brohm might be if someone can lure him away from Louisville. So there's a lot going on right now with the Louisville team. You know, the Hokies are in a similar situation, right? There's a lot going on here off the field looking for a new head coach. So this is a very unusual college football season as we come into November.
What is the state of the union as far as the coaching search goes? Obviously, there's nothing imminent here until after the season, but what do you think they're looking for? What makes sense for them moving forward?
Well, it's such a weird market, right? Because Virginia Tech and UCLA made coaching changes after three games. And then Oklahoma State followed a week later. And now here we are, the last day of October, and Florida has made a change, and LSU has made a change. And there's going to be more coming. Penn State, as we know. So there's a lot of really attractive jobs out there, sought-after jobs, well-paying jobs. And the trickle-down effect is going to impact everybody. And assistants are going to be on the move. Coordinators are going to be on the move. And it's a really unique thing coming down the stretch. For the Hokies, they've got an 8-person committee that is at this point negotiating or at least discussing things with agents. Eddie Royal from Northern Virginia, who played here at Tech, is on it. Bruce Arians, former Virginia Tech player and coach with Tampa Bay, is on the committee. Bud Foster, who was our longtime defensive coordinator. So that's what they're doing. But, you know, the marketplace seems to change every week. There's the fact that Florida and LSU and Penn State each opened up after Virginia Tech made a change. It changes the landscape and the marketplace completely, and it's going to be a total reset in head coaches' salaries, it appears, when this thing, you know, between the end of Thanksgiving and Christmas, when all these moves start to happen.
Bill, thank you as always. Enjoy the game this weekend. Have a good one.
Talk with you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Always appreciate it, buddy. There he goes. That is Bill Roth. He is the best. Let's talk Nats, please. Our pal Andrew Golden, Washington Post, covers the Nationals. Andrew, it's official. The manager's like just a little bit older than my son. What is going on here? What can you tell us?
Yeah, it's definitely an out-of-the-box hire for sure with him being 33 years old. I think Trevor Williams might actually be older than him. And so I think it's definitely a move is a surprising move, but I think it's an opportunity for the Nationals to get young. And obviously there's a lot of focus in player development, which the Nationals kind of need given their struggles in the past couple of years doing the fundamentals and all those things well. And so I think it's a smart hire from that regard.
What does the Blake Butera hiring mean about the plan in the next couple of years? Do you, like, I think when you look at this, feel like maybe they're going to rebuild this thing?
Yeah, I think it's going to take some time. Like, I think if you look at the record and where they're at and when they'll be competitive again, like, you're looking at, you know, at the earliest towards the end of Mackenzie Gore's, T.J. Abrams' tenures with the Nationals, right? Like, I know it's crazy that we're already kind of thinking about that. But when I look at that, like, I would think that, you know, they're definitely going to do some more rebuilding. And I don't know if it's a complete start for us, but I definitely think they're going to have to do a focus on trying to develop guys better, especially in the minor league system. That's going to take some time. And so, I definitely think this is a sign they're definitely going to continue to rebuild. I just don't know how long that will take.
So we got to know Davey Martinez well over the years, as you did too, you know, being on the beat every day. And a wonderful guy, you know, always the same, even keel, you know, no highs, no lows, just, you know, always getting the guys' backs. The frustration that I had, certainly, I don't want to speak for Grant, was a lot of the same young kid mistakes weren't just being made by young kids in their first go-round in the big leagues. It was year after year after year of some base-running gaffes, not hitting cutoff men, just, you know, sort of the stuff that you're supposed to learn in high school baseball kind of wasn't happening. So that player development teaching would seem to be at a premium. A, just your thoughts on that, and then B, what that might mean about, you know, roster construction and the like here over the next year or two.
Yeah, I think what you kind of saw in the field was a product of, you know, I think that early on, you know, 2022, 2023, there's a lot of guys in their first year, they're like, oh, they're young, they're learning, but you kind of saw, as you mentioned, a lot of the same mistakes, base running errors. I mean, Grant used to tweet at least like twice a day about their base running errors, right? And it was like that. It was obviously like all the defensive mishaps and things of that nature. And so I think when you just look at The way things are constructed, they kind of need to focus on getting back to the fundamentals well, and that's going to take some time. But I think, as you mentioned, they have the right guys in place to do that. I think Davey, obviously, in terms of who he was as a person, was a good guy. But I do think, in terms of when you look at the fundamentals, they definitely fell short in those areas the past couple seasons, especially towards the end of his tenure.
What kind of staff do you expect Blake Butera to put together around him?
Yeah, I would expect an older staff, right? I mean, I think we reported this yesterday, is that in the past in Tampa Bay, there were older coaches around him, even when he was young in his career, coaching and managing. So I would expect kind of a similar thing. Who knows exactly what that looks like, but I would think that he'd have some guys experienced, maybe have been in the big leagues for a little bit longer to work around him and kind of build around him.
So he's so young. Do you feel like he was raised in the era where he would understand that Key and Peele sketch? So if you called him Balake in like his first presser, do you think he would get it?
I think he would get it. I think he's in that threshold, 33? I think you're in that threshold knowing exactly what that was. He probably was high school, college when that came out, probably. I would have to think he would be.
Yeah, right? So you tell me you have to go down to Oshak Hennessy's office and, A.A. Ron and the whole nine yards. I wonder
totally,
if you would get
totally.
That. But
he has to know that.
Yeah, right. So, but it's, so that's shtick, obviously, but kind of to the point, how do you command respect as someone that A, didn't play in the bigs, B, is that young where, the clubhouse attendant, every member of the coaching staff is older? It's a challenge, right?
Yeah, I think the key is accountability. I think if he's really about holding guys accountable and setting a tone and a foundation with also the players in the locker room of accountability. I thought Dylan Cruz had a pretty interesting answer about them as players being accountable to each other. And so if you can kind of establish that with the coach, then I think that regardless of how young he is, I think that's something that people will respect. And so it's interesting to see how he'll command the clubhouse and gain the respect of people. I think that's something that you can't really judge at the moment. I think that's something that we'll kind of learn in time.
Andrew Golden, read his work in the Washington Post on the Nats all offseason. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. See you soon.
See you, bud.
All right, let's talk football. Sunday Night Football with Seattle. Terry McLaurin and Colson Yankoff both ruled out today by Washington. McLaurin, we've known, was going to be out for days. Questionable tight end John Bates, who's now limited with an ankle going in the wrong direction. Johnny Newton did a little more work today, was limited. He's questionable with his ankle. And then Laremee Tunsil with a hamstring, also listed questionable. Let's talk about the game. Kevin Sheehan, the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, joins us now. Kevin, what's your feel on this matchup with a really good Seattle team?
You just said it, Grant. I don't know if everybody realizes how good Seattle is. I mean, the record is obviously very good, but this is really a complete team and a very good defensive team. They've got a couple of those coming up. They've got Detroit excellent defensively, Denver excellent defensively. They're all at home. They're going to have to make a run here, as we all know. They're going to have to win three of the next four. They're going to have to win probably seven of their final nine. But this is a really difficult matchup. It's a Shanahan-style offense. Clint Kubiak's the offensive coordinator. He's off his father's tree, which is off the Shanahan tree. He was in Minnesota with Kirk. You know that. I know that. Quinn and his teams have struggled with Shanahan-style teams this year already, Green Bay and Atlanta. This is a difficult game, but the X factor, as it was, 14 times last year, is the quarterback. And as long as he's on the field, you got a shot.
Kevin, the trade deadline is Tuesday. If they lose this game, should they sell? And then part two is, will they sell?
Oh, man. I think if they lose and it's like resounding, and maybe throw in that there's another, I'm knocking on wood when I say this, that there's another, tweak to a hamstring on number five or something like that, where, it's going to be another game or two, then you think about it. Other than that, I'm not thinking about it. You need everybody you can get. They're not anywhere near being mathematically eliminated. They got to get one of the next two, and next week might even be harder. But I understand the question, and I think everybody will be talking about it, but I would say no.
I'm with you on the Daniels factor. We were talking earlier about how they would win this game, and it feels to me like it's got to be a 2024 game where he just kind of wills them and drags them to a victory. That has not really happened this year, largely because he hasn't played very much with injuries. But even when he's played, it hasn't quite been the same. What do you see there?
Well, I mean, I think we saw some of it against the Chargers, right? I mean, he started to look like himself. There were moments in that Chicago game, it was just the turnovers and a killer turnover. That's the game, by the way, we're going to look back on. If they end up, you know, 8 wins, 9 wins, something like that, we're going to look back at that Chicago game and that one play as a season decider. But look, he's not been right. You know, he's missed a bunch of games. He's been wearing a brace for the last two. But he needs to put the cape on. It's their only chance. I mean, there's no other way I can envision them going on a run other than him leading it with, you know, the kind of quarterbacking he gave us last year. And it starts Sunday night, because that's a very difficult team to move the ball against.
How close are you to demanding, not that they would listen to us, but how close are you to demanding, Kevin, that they remove Joe Witt from play calling duties?
The resume is what now? 28 games. And in 28 games as a defensive coordinator here, the defense has been pretty god-awful in 20 of them, 21 of them. So I don't need it now, but at the end of the year, it's coming if this continues. I thought the effort Monday night, you know, I'm sure you guys felt the same way. You know, they're a try-hard team. They're just incredibly limited. They're getting a little bit better with some of the coverage miscommunications. They're just not very good. I think you guys have been probably, you know, learned the same thing. You know, no one out there will tell you anything other than it's everything. You know, it's not one thing. And given that the offense turned it over 3 times against Chicago, had a bunch of drops, penalties, and turnovers against Dallas, and then had a turnover and 2 fourth down stops against Kansas City, you can't just point to the defense and say that's why they're on a 3-game losing skid. So I don't think they're going to do anything. I thought there was a chance when Quinn was incredibly peeved after the Dallas game, but I would guess that if this continues, there's an off-season change.
Last one, Kevin. The alternate uniforms they're going to rock on Sunday Night Football, which are the throwbacks to the Super Bowl era, which a lot of people hope one day could be just the uniforms. They're going to be wearing the Commander's Block W helmet. I know that ruffles some feathers. But otherwise, this is going to be the closest thing to us watching a game that looks like the thing we loved and cared about since 2-2-22. You pumped up for that at all?
Yeah, I am. And I'm not a uniform geek by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm really excited to watch a game in which it looks like my team. You know, I've said this so many times since 2-2-22, it felt like an expansion team landed in town, and it's not felt the same, but it will look more like the same. And I hope it's the beginning of something that eventually can become permanent. There's, you know, a lot that needs to happen for that to happen, but I'm glad we get to see these 3 times this year, and I can't wait to see them on Sunday night.
Super quick prediction for Sunday.
A shootout, and Jaden somehow wills them to a 37-34 win.
Wow.
We need it. God, we need it, guys.
All the points.
Boy, do they.
We need the conversation to change a little bit. And he's capable of that. But I'll tell you what, this is not the best matchup for them.
Nope.
No, it's a bad matchup, actually. Kevin, yeah. Thank you, buddy.
All right, boys.
Be good. From his lips to God's ears, or whatever the saying is, let's hope that happens. That would make for a very entertaining week of radio next week. All right, Grant and Danny on the Fan. You just heard us talking about the alt unis with Kevin. Can you be okay with these as a possible permanent uniform with the Commander Block W helmet? You know, I was so excited talking about these uniforms on social, posting pictures on my Instagram at Grant H. Paulson, and a lot of the comments and the feedback I've gotten are, yeah, but the helmet is still the Commander's, and people are still bothered by that. So I want to talk about these uniforms with the Commander's helmet, and if that could eventually work for people as some type of meeting in the middle. That's next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You guys are in the Super Bowl era uniforms this weekend. What kind of memories does that conjure for you as someone who you've talked about growing up watching a lot of NFC East football?
Yeah, I think it's really cool. And I know you guys got a chance to see them as well. But what an awesome night, you know, to get a chance to celebrate Art Monk. I think the Seahawks may be in some throwbacks as well. So for those who are old enough to remember what those look like and what ours will look like, I think it's really cool. And nothing better, man, than to like honor the tribute, you know, for guys that have paved the way and did it at the highest level. So very cool deal for us.
Well said by Dan Quinn. Art Monk, a Hall of Famer and 3-time Pro Bowler, former All-Pro, won 3 Super Bowl rings with Washington from 1980 to 1993. And when he stepped away from the game after a 3-game sample in 95, he was the all-time leader with 940 catches in National Football League history. Now, at 67 years old, the unassuming, not very talkative, not overly media-friendly, kind of stuck to himself, star wide receiver who did anything asked of him in Washington's offense during their most important era, finally gets honored with his jersey being retired.
I love it. And you were out, actually, this day. I can't remember if it was you were having another one of your children or maybe you were sick or something like that. I said this to Toby. When this date was announced, It's the first time in a long time, GP, that I actually considered purchasing tickets to go to Nubs Field was because of this. I didn't, of course, because I can't bring myself to do it. But I love Art Monk so much. One of my childhood heroes. One of my favorite players of all time. My favorite football player of all time. My favorite Redskin of all time. He and Cal Ripken to me are just, the reason I got into sports were basically those two guys and what they stood for. You'll notice a common theme among them: consistency, dependability, reliability, all that stuff. Just my all-time favorite, man. I love him so much, and well-deserved that he took forever for him to get in the Hall of Fame, which is ridiculous because you already said it, retired with more catches than anybody had ever had. Done. That's the end of his Hall of Fame presentation. But it shouldn't, it took way too long, but it happened, and long overdue, his jersey being retired at 81, man. I love it.
Yeah, he had six seasons where he caught at least 70 balls.
Where nobody did that.
One when he was 34 years old, believe it or not. He had five 1,000-yard seasons, including a 1,300-yard year, his best season ever, leading the NFL in catches back in 1984. And then he had a 1,200, 1,100-yard season as well as part of the 5 years where he was over 1K. So going to be great that he gets honored. I love that. And this started before this ownership group, to be fair, started under Jason Wright, but they have begun to actually honor with the retirement of uniform numbers. It used to just be that the uniform numbers weren't worn. You're not allowed to wear them.
Formally weren't worn, yeah.
But we're going, wait, we always said this. Well, if you can't really wear them, why aren't they retired? Because it just leaves open this weirdness of the late, tragically, Dwayne Haskins calling Joe Theismann to say, can I wear your number 7? And now what's Theismann supposed to do? It's such a lose-lose. Of course he doesn't want anyone to wear the number that he's been honored by it not being worn. But you're going to say no and look like the old codgerly guy that isn't team-friendly anymore? So it's just a bad spot for everyone. So they're actually starting to go down the line now. Art Monk next in this group that's getting retired and well-deserved. But the whole night's going to be special. We've talked quite a bit on the show this week about going back to the old uniforms and the fact that they're going to look like the team that we loved and cared about growing up for the first time since 2022. They're going to look like the Redskins, with the exception, everybody keeps pointing out to me, of the Block W helmet. And I understand. They're not the Redskins anymore. They don't have the logo and the emblem anymore. Got it. I have been really surprised, Danny, by the number of people that, rather than responding like I am, which is essentially to say, this is awesome. I'm so excited to see these uniforms. The Commanders are going to look like the Redskins. They're going to be wearing the jerseys that I care about. That's kind of my reaction. People are going, except for the stupid helmet, and I'm going to see the W, and I'm going to think of the name change, and I'm going to think of Dan Snyder. What's your take on that?
I understand it. And all I want are the correct uniforms. I'm not talking about alternates. These. I want this. I want to never be anything else. If I owned the team, this is what we would do. I would never stop. I would tell everybody. I would announce it right now, this minute, in fact. You guys see it? This is what we're going to wear. We are now in the process of fighting for you with the league to make sure that we can wear these correct ones all the time, forever and always.
But then what are you going to put on the helmet to get rid of the Block W issue?
This becomes the sticking point. My best analogy I can come up with is, I want you to imagine you're watching a movie and you're enthralled by the movie. You're like, this is great. You're watching an unbelievable film. Everybody's turning in A-plus acting performances. Then for whatever reason, one scene, you're just reminded that it's like some cheesy actor who delivers a line terribly, and it takes you right out of the spectacle. Or like you see the boom mic in one of the shots. That's what that Block W is, right? I can watch it from afar when it's from the view that's, far enough away, and it looks like those 91 Super Bowl jerseys, 14-2, buzzsaw, tradition, Rigo drill, counter tray, all of it. H-back, Joe Gibbs, Joe Bugle, deal me in. I'm getting the hairs on my arms are standing up just thinking about it. And then anytime there's a tight shot or anytime it cuts to, a little closer to field level, you see that stupid thing and you go, oh, yeah, that's right. It's been taken away and it'll never be back the same. I can't have any reminder of Clip Art W, Block W, Taco Holder W, Walgreens W, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. Anything that reminds me of the stupid name that I hate so much and the process that I hate it even more, that I've actually grown more spiteful about over the years, really does take me out of it to a degree. So it's like, saying, hey, we could go to this incredible Italian restaurant and get the world's best pasta dish, or have a microwavable meal that's pasta. I understand it's both pasta, but it's not the same. So it is nice, and I'm in favor of it. Just I would do something other than that that block W. If it's the spear, now because they've already started that rollout because we're gladiators and we're Romans and the Colosseum and that's what we're doing. I could live in that world where it's my jerseys, my uniforms correctly, and the spear. I'll get down with that. But the block W, it is, you know, raining on an otherwise fun day.
Yeah, so I'm not going to let it rain on my parade. It's just too big a day. It's too cool. It's too fun to get my thing back. This is what I've been wanting. This is what I've been asking for. I'm getting the thing I wanted and I'm asking for, and you kind of have to make a choice. Are you going to be bothered by the helmet or are you not going to be bothered by the helmet? And I'm going to choose not to. Having said that, the conversation I want to have is, in a world where we're marching toward this being the norm, you're getting this on Sunday Night Football against Seattle. You're going to get it again on Sunday Night Football against Denver a couple of weeks from now. And then you're going to get it one final time on Christmas Day, nationally televised on Netflix against the Dallas Cowboys. So it's three very marquee, everybody's watching type matchups when they're rolling out these uniforms. I still think it was a mistake, for the record, to wait this long. Nobody knew. You, me, Josh Harris, Adam Peters, Jaden Daniels, none of us knew they'd be 3-6 and the season would be going off the rails, you know, at the end of the night, maybe on Sunday, depending on how the Seattle game goes.
Yeah.
But I still think, while, yes, the season is sapping some of the excitement and some of the energy out of this because of how poorly it's gone, just to wait 9 weeks in general, it's odd. It's like finding out before the school year that there was some major change at school that everyone's jacked up about, but then you don't actually get to enjoy it until January or something. Like, there's a whole semester before that you're at school for. But I digress. But what I want to know is, if this becomes the eventual jerseys, they go back to the Redskins' real colors, not the ones we relied about, too, but the real colors of the 90s Redskins, the Joe Gibbs era, Super Bowl era jerseys that they're wearing. And they go back to those exact uniforms with the striping and the stitching, and it looks like the Redskins. But the helmet is a modern version, you know, maybe meaning, you know, they make the colors match. It's not the off burgundy. It's not the current helmet. It's a helmet that matches those jerseys, but it's still the block W. Can you get down with that? Yes or no? 800-636-1067. If their primary week-to-week base uniform, not an alternate for a couple times on Natty TV, but the one they wear 14 times a season are these, which everybody seems to love how they look, but the block W stays as the helmet, is that workable for you? Because if it's not, then I think you have to kiss these uniforms, which everybody likes most, goodbye. Because I think the only other path, Danny, is the spear helmet with the 70th anniversary uniforms, which were designed with that helmet. I don't think you could go spear helmet per se, unless it's a new design, unless it's different color, you know, different looking spear. But if you really want to go to that Steve Spurrier era spear helmet that we've talked about, that doesn't really work with these jerseys. They didn't wear those two things together.
No, not like that, yeah.
You've got to go with that darker burgundy, which maybe that's what people would prefer, honestly, just to have the spear, because that would actually be a legitimate, complete Redskins uniform without saying Redskins anywhere, and then you could pretend like the spear is about the Spartans.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it, you know, and I acknowledge, by the way, fully, that I'm a weirdo about it. I think I'm probably extreme among the fan base. I know maybe some echo my feelings, but I don't know that I'm normal in any way. Like, I can't have any association with the current thing, name-wise, logo-wise, any of it. I want none of it. I want it power washed away instantly. I think it's a missed opportunity that they didn't do that, to be frank with you. But, you know, that ship has sailed. We've legislated that, talked over that a million times, etc. I would have power washed anything business-wise that Dan Snyder laid his grubby little fingers on, and this is the prime example where he stood in front of us on 2-2-22 and said, here's my turd in the punch bowl. I would have gotten rid of that. But it's too late now. The ship has sailed. They were too good last year. So I would need some sort of tangible adjustment or improvement or fix with the helmet to really feel good about it, because it would, again, be like this, you know, this halfway, like you, like another, it's like I love a Chick-fil-A sandwich. But it'd be like somebody going, here's the Chick-fil-A breaded chicken in a salad. Not as good. It's just not. It's not as good. I understand it's, I'm getting most of the thing that I want, but I need that bread. I need that pickle. I need the sauce. It's not the same. And that's kind of the theme of this whole thing. It's where we can give you, we can't give you the dollar. We can give you 48 cents. Well, that's better than nothing. And you can choose to be thrilled with that or irritated.
I'm going to ask you this question because I got a good comment here from Tay on our 106.7 The Fan YouTube channel chat. You can call us at 800-636-1067. We want to hear from you. We're on social as well, at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny, if you want to get a hold of us on any of those accounts. But he said, I think the real burgundy, meaning the actual colors, and the stripe on the helmet being back is more important than the block W. So for like him, the uniforms looking like the Redskins, the colors, the striping, if you've seen it, they have the burgundy and the gold stripes on the helmet back. I agree with him completely. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm down with the block W, right? It doesn't mean that I want that. But if you're prioritizing, then the uniforms looking like they do and the helmets looking authentic minus the W on the side,
I think that's
is
fair.
1,000% more important to me. So I'm with him on that. Would you agree with that or no?
Well, the only place I would, it's not a disagreement. It's on my podium. Number one is the uniform is higher ranked than the helmet for me. So I care about the 91 uniform. I want that always, forever and always. That's number one. But like helmet would be two or three. I mean, it's still on my list. So it's a higher priority to get the right jersey and pant combo and socks, but the helmet is up there. So yeah. I think it's higher for me than it is for you.
So let's pose this question this way. Everybody seems very excited by the look. For a lot of us, it's going to be awesome. And I think if for some people, it might even be emotional. It's going to be really, really cool when they come out of the tunnel. And for the first time since 2-2-22, it's going to look like the Redskins are playing a football game again, which is going to be great. When that happens, though, you're going to see the Block W helmet, and it seems like that is going to be a problem for a lot of people. So forgetting for a second just this one game, if they are moving toward this as some type of permanent look, could you be okay with that? 800-636-1067. The old Redskins jerseys with a Commanders logo on the helmet, because they're the Commanders and not the Redskins anymore. 800-636-1067. Does that work as a meeting in the middle for everybody? You're listening to The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Arc Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Football Conversation on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Grant and Danny on the Fan, the Commanders for the first time unveiling their new throwback look. They are paying homage to the Super Bowl era in the early 90s with their alts. They're going to look like the Redskins for the first time since the rebrand. If this is where they end up with a jersey as a permanent look, but the Commanders Block W helmets they've been wearing the last couple of years are the top of the uniform, can that work for you? 800-636-1067. Let's go to Jeff, who's in Leesburg on the Fan. Jeff, what's good?
How you doing, fellas? How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Good. Hey, so at the end of the day, any Redskin fan or Commanders fan is not going to be happy until they put the Redskin back on the helmet. If you're going to change the uniform, change the whole uniform. Because that could open the door to do what everybody else wants, is to change the name back to the Redskins.
Well, it's just not happening. I mean, I appreciate the phone call, they've said over and over again, as recently as 10 times again this season, they're not going back to the Redskins. I don't think the league would allow them to do it. I don't think they want to do it. I don't think they want whatever fight is following. So, I mean, we could discuss that again if we need to and go back down that path. But, you know, we could also talk about, you know, Patrick Mahomes helping them next year get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
That's not happening either. By the way, this is our
2012 draft. Yeah, I mean, I understand the sentiment. I'm not ripping him because I understand his point. But I'm operating from an assumption that since that's not on the table, we can deal pragmatically with what is instead of what should be. Right. So this is a what is conversation. And I guess what I'm asking for is you might have to come up with something brand new to match these correct jerseys that isn't the dumb Block W, isn't reflective of this brand that nobody likes. And maybe it's the spear, which they've already done this introductory rollout on, is that, you know, it's not just Native Americans, it's gladiators. It's a lot of military people throw spears. Look it up, dude. They're starting to do that. So maybe that's the path forward, which I'd be excited about.
Grant and Danny poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. We've made this question our poll of the day on Twitter. Let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do your heavy lifting and take it to the house. More at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. Right now, about 60% are saying they'd be fine with the Redskins Super Bowl era jerseys and the Commanders helmet. 40% are saying they wouldn't like, you know, the juxtaposition of the two. I think you'd have to match colors, right? Because the newer burgundy's a little bit redder, I would think, than being able to match the unis. Let's go to Andrew in Warrington on Grant and Danny. What's up, Andrew? How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, bud?
It's a really simple question, and by the way, unlike the other guy, I am somebody who wants these colors, but will never want that name back. Is the burgundy that we want? Not the burgundy they told us was burgundy, but is obviously not the burgundy we should be having. Is it the gold, this gold, not a pyrite fool's gold? Are the stripes correct on the helmet and the pants? Is everything about it correct except for that one piece? Imagine letting 5% of a uniform ruin the entire concept for you.
It couldn't be me. I mean,
when you,
I'm looking for perfection here, so we're right. Just saying, what would you like most? But yes, when I watch this thing on Sunday night, Danny, I'm not going to be crying about the helmet. I'll hope if it becomes the permanent uniform, they do something differently. But this is going to be the best uni they've worn in years.
Well, when you say it that way, like anybody that disagrees with you, of course, sounds like a buffoon. And that's taking any kind of emotion and sentiment out of it, right? Like, of course, if you're like, you're going to really throw something away because it's 95% perfect and the 5% isn't what you want, so you can't handle it. So when you frame it that way, of course, I sound like a horse's ass. And I guess we're talking about laundry here. So what are we really discussing? But to me, it's more than that. It's anything that is this current thing, I just can't handle it. I can't. And so you can make fun of me if you want, but the fact is that 5% is all I see. It's like somebody with a giant zit on their nose. They're a complete person. They may be a great person. They may do nothing but charity work every waking hour of the day. Right now, they have a giant zit on their nose, and that's all I can look at. You know what I mean? It doesn't make them a bad person. It doesn't mean that the gesture isn't good. It's just I can't help but notice that thing, man. I hate it so much.
There's a scene in Uncle Buck about this. You give him a quarter and have someone gnaw that thing off. That's what John Candy said.
Good point.
Mike in Alexandria. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate
oh, cool.
You
Thanks,
do.
Buddy.
Yeah, man. Hey, are you guys doing a good cop, bad cop bit? Because, Danny, you feel like you're a little bit over the top on this, man. If I'm a person who's colorblind.
Yes.
I'm colorblind, and I can still I can't handle the bad burgundy. So if they get the burgundy back, I'm into it.
I smell what you're cooking. I disclosed at the beginning, I am irrational about this. I'm over the top. I'm the most extreme on this issue of anybody that I know. Most of my friends kind of either don't care anymore, shrug their shoulders, or
whatever.
Which
is odd, by the way, because you've professed to not care about uniforms for as long as we've done the show.
Well, but it's less about uniform, and it's more about this, the 2222 lead-up branding, this name. I have so much anger and visceral hatred for it that anything new that has it, I'm angry again. It's like I haven't had any waning of my furor over how irritated and embarrassing the whole thing was, and everything reminds me of Dan Snyder that's connected to it. So I see that dumb block W and I go, Dan's on his yacht right now. He did it, and it's just him again, and it's incompetence, and it's the worst. I can't get over that. That's a me issue. I fully admit that I'm the weird one.
We'll scout the Seahawks as we continue, and we'll get to the bottom of how you would feel about these new alternates, throwing it back to the early 90s with the Block W as permanent uniforms. As we continue, it's a Halloween Friday on Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature. where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Arc Raiders, available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.